I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show, CBS Eye on the World. A conversation with my colleague Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's, about the U.S. economy right now. We're discussing why it is that so many voices are saying recession is in our imminent future. And Jim, we can see housing is in recession, but we need to talk about the markets because every day they're part of the conversation of people with their 401ks or their retirement benefits, all looking at the market gyrating these last months. Right now, the Dow looks to be in a rally, something that you were very careful to explain, that the Dow or the markets would rally prior to the election. Is this fairly ordinary midterm election behavior, Jim?
It is. I mean, despite everything that's going on in the world that causes people to say, this time it's different, it really isn't. The markets, and I'm repeating myself, 87% of the time, they do extremely well during a midterm election year. It's because the markets and the public generally get disgusted with whoever is in office, regardless of the party. You know, it's like the two-year itch. The opposite party, in this case, the Republicans, usually capture at least one house of the Congress, which may happen. And then the voters seem to think that the new party coming into power will correct what's ever wrong with the economy. And so then they get very bullish. And let me emphasize that it doesn't matter if Republicans win or Democrats win, the midterm election 87% of the time is very bullish for the economy, nonetheless.
Let's turn to market sectors. Energy is doing very well, Jim. In fact, so well, there's a headline from Bloomberg. This is Bloomberg US, but it's the same headline in Europe. Oil giants face backlash for handing out record profits to investors. Do we see this every time there's an oil boom, Jim, that windfall profit taxes advisors show up and the politicians point fingers? Is this routine?
It is routine. Politicians need an enemy. I mean, I guess Putin wasn't a good enough sell, so we're trying to get the oil men now as the enemies. But, you know, you can argue that federal policies are the reason that the oil companies are paying out their profits to investors instead of investing in new refineries and new drilling. I mean, you know, not only our government, but the governments throughout the world are so anti-oil that you'd have to be a crackpot to throw new money into investment. So, you know, why not just pocket all the money you can now before the bottom falls out?
Jim, what we also have is other sectors that are doing very poorly. Tech has been really punished these last days. In fact, the Wall Street Journal has a headline about tech billionaires, the top 10 tech billionaires losing $500 billion. Why is tech being punished, Jim?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of speculative money in the tech industry, and that was because interest rates were so low. It was monopoly money. So now that interest rates are going up and the dollar is becoming more valuable, people are getting more careful about who they back. So what we are seeing is people not deploying money into tech, number one. Number two, demand is off in Europe, one of our biggest trading partners, in part because the dollar is strong because of rising interest rates making our products more expensive. And because of the war in Ukraine, has depressed the economy over there, so they don't need, say, as much cloud computing capacity at the current time.
You tell me about cars. How are they doing, Jim? The General Motors that used to be a big part of our economy, is it performing well in this anticipating bear market, anticipating recession?
No, you know, General Motors is a lot of hype. They're going to come out with a whole line of electric cars, but they can't actually produce them because they don't have all the components, the electronic components. I went to a showroom here to see a Chevy Bolt, and the people in the showroom looked at me like I was nuts. They said, we don't have any Bolts here, and if you want to order one, it takes 8 months. So, you know, no thank you. So we still have supply chain problems with most of the auto manufacturers.
Well, we've identified what's wrong, which is sectors and the housing market and the jobs are softening and the GDP is about government and state spending, federal and state spending. We need to speak of what could fix this. The Federal Reserve is suddenly riding to the rescue with jumbo hikes, two jumbo hikes already, and we're looking at November jumbo hike and maybe in December as well. But the question here, Jim, is the Federal Reserve that we watched last year do nothing, is that the source of rescue? Must we go with the people who missed the inflation now saying they're going to solve it? Do you trust them, Jim?
No, I don't. They're a wrecking ball. They're taking a wrecking ball to the economy. They did miss it. They're making guesses here. I suspect that we're going to have turmoil at the Fed after the election. You know, the Republicans will look for a scapegoat, a sacrificial lamb, and I think Jay Powell will go, and that'll probably erode trust in the Federal Reserve because of the political nature of the next appointee. What really has to happen is what happened in the old days, is that Democrats and Republicans have to get together and reduce spending on the fiscal side, especially entitlement spendings, because like it or not, we are at war with Russia. It's costing us billions of dollars, and that's inflationary. So it's the same thing Lyndon Johnson did during the Vietnam War. He was fighting a war and he was promoting the Great Society, and we had runaway inflation as a result through most of the 70s, 10 years of inflation. So we're facing the same prospect now, 10 years of inflation, if the Republicans and Democrats can't get their acts together and be fiscally responsible.
Well, what is the likelihood that the federal government, whether it's Republican or Democrat, is going to reduce spending? Isn't that a utopian prospect, or could they be frightened into doing it?
I think it's a utopian prospect. I would hope they could be frightened into doing it. But, you know, you watch the debates. I was watching Dr. Oz and John Fetterman debate in Pennsylvania. And when it came to fiscal problems, both of them played dodgeball. They just don't want to talk about cutting government spending because they're afraid that you can't survive in office if you're fiscally responsible. So people are more interested in surviving as politicians than they are in aiding the country. And that's a sad state, but I think we're going to have maybe 10 years of inflation.
All right. The inflation is with us. We can get growth with inflation, but we don't have to. Is there a risk of stagflation? That word seems to scare the bankers who are calm about recession, but stagflation upsets them. Is that coming at us, Jim, to your measure? I'm speaking to Jim McTague of Barron's Magazine. We're talking about what's wrong with the economy right now and what could fix it. The Federal Reserve can fix it, but there's a choice that we're all offered all the time when it comes to the Federal Reserve. Are we going to do what was done in the 1970s and 80s with a chairman of the Federal Reserve who was accommodating to the purpose of Washington, of the White House and Congress, which is not to tighten rates? Are we going to come to, that would be Arthur Burns. Are we going to come to a chairman of the Federal Reserve, Paul Volcker, who tightened and tightened and tightened until the economy was pushed into a recession? And there was lots of joblessness, but it did cure inflation. That's the choice ahead of all of us all the time now when it comes to what happens next. And what we don't know, what we can't control, is the Congress, no matter whether it's Republican or Democrat, will they moderate their spending? There's no certainty. I wish we could offer certainty. Jim McTague is the longtime Washington editor of Barron's Magazine. He's also a novelist. Writing in Pennsylvania, the Keystone State of Pennsylvania. I'm John Batchelor, and we're going to turn to more conversation about the economy.